Hello, everybody. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and welcome to the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I am here every week, wide awake and ready to go and talk to you about the world of your mind and sports, how they click or how they don't. We get into issues on this show about confidence, about sportsmanship, about relationships, about focus, team building, how to get along with your coach, how to get along with your teammates, how do you get mentally prepared to play. I've been very fortunate to have been a sports psychologist in my 38th year of work. Been on the radio in Kansas City for 28 years, the last 18 here at Sports Radio 810 WHB, and our show is now being broadcast around the country in numerous cities. Our list is growing on a monthly basis, excited to say. And, you know, I love doing this show because we talk about you. We talk about how you perform. I've been so fortunate to have worked with athletes at all levels, from youth sports all the way up to the Olympics and pro teams. I work with a number of pro athletes. I was the Olympic team psychologist back in the 80s with our cycling team. 1984, we won 9 medals, had not won any in 72 years, and I was privileged to be part of that organization working with them. I love what I do, because what I do is I try to help people accomplish their goals and feel better about themselves. I have a private practice here in the Kansas City area. I give speeches, seminars, and if you've listened to the show, you know I'm also an author, co-author of a book called Just Let Them Play, Guiding Parents, Coaches, and Athletes Through Youth Sports, with Kansas City Royals Hall of Famer Jeff Montgomery, and USA Swimming Hall of Fame coach Pete Malone. And our book's been out for a couple of years. We've had some excellent reviews on it. And if you coach kids, it's a great book. If you are a parent, it's something we all think you should read to help you make the experience fun. Fun. There's that word. What is that? You know? And that's what I want to get into today, because I have a guest in the studio. She's a young lady I've known for a long time, which makes me old. She is someone who I've thought about having on the show for a long time. And then recently here in the Kansas City area, she won an award called the Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year Award. Her name's Bernadette Wagner. She coaches men, women, boys, girls. I met her sometime in the 1980s. I can't remember when because I'm getting old. But I remember this woman coaching gymnasts. She had long hair and she was dynamic and vibrant and just positive. And I've bumped into her here and there over the years. And then I'm like, you know, I want to have Bernadette on my show. So she has gotten up this morning, come into the studio, and here she is, Bernadette Wagner, Sportswoman Coach of the Year in Kansas City. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, we've known each other a long time.
Yes.
Every time I see you, you always have a smile on your face. What's that about?
Well, I elect to be happy every day. You know, you have a choice, and my choice is to be happy.
Why?
Well, because I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the day. I enjoy, like, driving out this morning. It was cool outside, not cold like it has been.
Yes, and that's correct.
Yes, and it was, you know, you just say, okay, today it's going to be wonderful. You try to make it that.
You know, I've had the privilege to have worked with some great coaches throughout my career. Of course, the first job I ever had was at the University of Kansas with the track and cross country teams, and Coach Bob Timmons and Steve Kiefer, the track coaches, and Carla Coffey, the women's coach, hired me for $5 a day, one day a week. And I think that's when I started to get to know you, because you were coaching male pole vaulters. What woman was coaching pole vaulters, especially male pole vaulters, and it was you?
Yeah, it was
you
me.
You were at the beginning of this.
Yes.
And how did you get started doing that?
Well, I was coaching the field events for women at North.
Shawnee Mission North High School, where
Shawnee
I went.
Shawnee Mission North, yes. And Merlin Gish, the head coach,
was a wonderful, wonderful man.
Oh, my gosh. He was a mentor to me beyond. I learned so much from him. And, you know, the smile on my face, he always had one. He could tell the best stories. And I enjoyed that. We lost. It was during reorganization of the school. And the kid that we had that was coaching pole vault was first hired, or last hired, first fired. And so he was removed from the position. And Merlin said, we have to have a pole vault coach. And he said, it's gymnastics related. You're going to do it.
And you said?
I said, well, I don't know anything about it, but if you think that's what I should be doing, I'll do it.
So that's how you started. Mm-hmm. Interesting. You've coached hundreds and hundreds of men and women.
Right.
Including an Olympian, Doug Lytle.
Yes.
Who went to high school, went to K-State, went on to compete in the Olympics. Okay.
84. He was with me in 1980. That was my first year of coaching. And that was a struggle because he knew more about the event than I did.
Then how did he accept you to coach him then?
Well, he was my lab assistant in gymnastics, and he liked me as a teacher.
So you had a relationship.
So we had that going, and I was a good coach. I had coached the throws, the shot and discus, and had state champions. And so I knew what I was doing in coaching. I just didn't know the event yet. And I was real lucky because they had open jumping up at KU at that time. It wasn't where it was considered recruitment for the college. And Doug and Mark Klee and Kevin Thiessen and the Hayes boys and the Buckinghams were all jumping up at KU. Top vaulters right. in the United States.
Yeah, Buckinghams were there when I started work the team. So you got your start. You had coaches at KU who accepted you. Bob Timmons, who...
Oh, yeah.
I love the man.
Well,
I mean,
he loved Merlin. And so there was a good
And he was an innovator.
Yes.
I mean, he hired me. He said, we're gonna take a chance at this. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I think it's great. And, you know, got me my start. So he helped you get started in a sense, too.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I love Bernadette. I'll tell you, one of the things I love about you, your enthusiasm. You're just excited. You love what you do.
I do.
And see, great coaches care about their athletes. And we're going to get into that throughout the show today, because I know you do, because I've worked with athletes that you've coached. Never anything but positivity about you from them. Always telling me, you know, Coach Wags, boy, this is, she got on me, but she was positive about it. Okay, so we're going to get into that about coaching today, because you've coached for 45 years.
Yes.
Okay, and you and I both know we've seen a change in parents and pressures and all the stuff. I want to get into it. And we want to open up our phone lines. If you'd like to give us a call, I'm talking to Winfer Casey, Sportswoman of the Year, Lifetime Award, Sportswoman of the Year. Her name's Bernadette Wagner. She's here live in studio with us today. If you want to give us a call and talk to Coach Wags, our number is 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is a privilege having her in the studio with me today. She is a very positive, upbeat person, and somebody that I think if you've had her as a coach, you'll know why you love her. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. We're in the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hello again, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm here every week as we talk about the mental side of sports on this show, and today I'm privileged to have a guest in studio with me. Her name is Bernadette Wagner. She, I don't know if you say won, you were given, you got the Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year Award. It wasn't a contest. You were honored for this. And well-deserved, yeah. By the way.
Thank you.
By the Winfer Casey Women's Sports Luncheon. There were over 2,000 people at that luncheon.
2,060 some odd, yes. It was huge.
What was that like to get that award?
Well, number one, to have a mom and dad of a gymnast I'm coaching nominate me, to think that much of me. I was overwhelmed that, because I do what I do because I enjoy working with the kids and seeing them have success. And all of a sudden to have these parents think I should have an award, I was blown away by it.
But you're not coaching. You're not coaching to get an award.
No.
Your award is the kids that you're working with. I know that about you, right?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because when you hire me to coach, my job is to make sure that that athlete has success. That's what coaching is about, is to take the talent in front of you and make it more talented. Have them be successful in some way. Not let them be afraid of what they're doing, not let them be mad about what they're doing, but to bring about confidence and courage and qualities that are going to help them in life.
And how do you, okay, so how do you get that out of someone who's got a confidence problem, who's got some self-doubt, who's got some fear? Your coach pole vault, which is a pretty scary event.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're running down this runway, you plant this pole in a box, you fly up in the air, and then you have to come down.
Right.
And having worked with vaulters for my entire career, and many who went on to accomplish a lot.
Jump well, yes.
I know Scott Huffman at KU was on the team when I was up there. Went on to vault in the Olympics. It's a scary thing.
Yes,
it
is.
You don't want to miss that pit when you come down. You don't want to land out.
Well, it's a pretty big pit
well,
now.
Well, right, but there are
in
people.
In the past, it was a little smaller.
But there is that fear,
oh,
right?
Yes.
So
yes.
How do you, as a coach, mm-hmm. get an athlete to feel confident in the pole vault?
I think that you build it through practice and step by step, making sure they are ready for what you're going to do. You try to not allow there to be failure. It's going to happen.
How do you do that? Because you're going to fail.
Yes, but not to let the failure be so great that it's going to shatter anything inside of them. Not to allow. I don't want my athlete to be hurt. And if you can keep it being a challenge, but not being a painful challenge. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I have worked with athletes in so many different sports, and this whole issue of fear,
mm-hmm.
Bernadette, comes up all the time.
Right.
Fear of letting their coach down, fear of letting their parents down, their teammates down, fear of failure, fear of success, which is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that develops anxiety, it develops tension, then you get uptight. And, of course, in an event like the pole vault, you've coached all kinds of track and field events, you've coached gymnastics, you can't be uptight on the balance beam.
No, not at all.
Okay, so how do you get those young, when you coach gymnastics, and, of course, you know, a back handspring and, you know, all these things that you have to go backwards, which is very fearful on that little bar so you don't fall. Okay, how do you develop confidence in an athlete to believe enough in themselves to not be scared?
Step by step, conditioning, making sure that you don't say, okay, you can do a back handspring. If they're not ready for a back handspring, don't push them into doing a back handspring. Get them ready for it. Make sure that they understand what it looks like, what it's going to feel like. Step by step, you make sure that they have the abdominal strength. You make sure they have the body awareness for what they're going to accomplish. You don't say, you're ready for this. If they're not ready for this, you don't push a kid to, I don't push a kid to go to a bigger pole if they're not ready for a pole that's that size. And if I'm going to get them ready, then I'm going to try to protect them and have them have success right off the bat.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. My guest today in studio is Bernadette Wagner. She's been coaching for 45 years in the Kansas City area. She just recently achieved the Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year Award by the Win for KC Luncheon here in Kansas City. I've known her forever. She is constant positivity, but she's straightforward. She isn't afraid to tell you if you're screwing up. Okay. And I'd like to encourage you to give us a call if you'd like. She's, you know, she's one of the pioneers in coaching, especially in track and field, coaching men as a woman. Started coaching the pole vault, coaching guys in the pole vault. Nobody did. Our phone number is 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810. Love to hear from you. If you have a son or daughter who's in sports and you're not sure if they're getting the right coaching, you got a question about the coach's advice, how hard a coach pushes them, this is the expert to talk to because she gets all that stuff. Once again, our number is 913-3810-810. What's the difference between winning and success for you?
That's a pretty hard question for me because success.
Come on, we're in class here.
Yeah. I win if a kid feels like their season was successful. I win if the people I'm around I've helped, because sometimes it's the coaches that I'm working with, and they'll come over and ask me, okay, what do you do to get this child to do something?
So let me ask you what your definition of winning is.
Feeling good about the accomplishment that I've done.
I love that, because it's not about coming in first.
No. Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
why shouldn't it be about coming in first? I mean, you would like to come in first.
Well,
but
I do like to beat people. Don't get me wrong.
I know you do.
I do like to beat people. I do like to come in first. Yeah.
Okay.
But success for me in the season is that we've represented Shawnee Mission North well, because I coach for Shawnee Mission North. Well, or like when Shawnee Mission South and East Gymnastics did well this year, that was success.
So it's about an accomplishment, mm-hmm. not about what place you come in.
That's right.
And I think that's wonderful. I'm talking to Coach Bernadette Wagner. She's the Kansas City Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year recipient for the Win for KC organization this year. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Our number is 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. We're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hello, everybody. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm here every week as we talk about the mental side of sports on this show, and I have a fascinating guest in studio with me today. Her name is Bernadette Wagner. She is the recipient of the Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year Award from the Win for KC organization here recently. She's been coaching for 45 years, and she's coached gymnastics, she's coached track and field, she's coached boys, she's coached girls, she's coached men, she's coached women, she's coached Olympians, college athletes, and she is somebody who is straightforward, positive, just the type of person I love to talk to because our philosophies mesh. She's not afraid to call somebody out if they're screwing up. She's not afraid to get in their face, but she's also not afraid to put her arm around somebody and congratulate them for doing well. Bernadette, we were talking about winning and success. Now let's talk about losing and failure, okay? Everybody loses, everybody fails, everybody screws up. As a coach, how do you get your athletes to overcome that barrier, to overcome that obstacle, to beat that situation when it starts to affect their self-confidence, it starts to affect their mindset, it starts to bring them down mentally?
Well, I would really like to say I don't like to get them in that position to start with.
Well, you're not going to put them in that position, but let's face it, they can get there because of expectations that they have or their parents have, or right? I mean, it comes from a variety of places.
Oh, yes. I think that you have to I like to focus on the condition of the kids and use fun in preparing them. Not so much focusing on exactly what we're going after, but in getting ready to go after that.
Wait, you said the word fun.
Yeah. You are supposed to have fun when you're doing something you like.
Isn't that what sports is supposed to be about? Isn't it supposed to be about fun?
Yes.
But the pressure to win, okay, which I've talked about for years on the radio, mm-hmm. I think has displaced fun in a lot of people's minds. You have to win. You have to come in first. We have to get that scholarship. We have to get this to get this to get this. And I talk about, I call it focus on effort instead of focus on results. Right? If you focus on your effort, the results will come. But if you focus on results, the effort may not be there. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, you focus on short-term goals. You put something out there that's reachable and go for that. Then you move ahead to the next one. And in the process, you throw little challenges in that are sometimes crazy. I really like physical challenges that, like, I will do crazy stuff. Instead of doing a regular jumping jack, we'll do a jumping jack off of something so that there's craziness about something.
Craziness, but safe craziness.
Well, yeah. I would never put a kid at risk if I could help it. Pole vaulting is risky enough. Well, I don't need to worry about.
I have a saying, a good coach checks his or her ego at the door.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
Well, you talked about me being a coach of men, and pole vaulting requires a pretty strong ego. I think if you know some of the athletes I've coached,
yes,
you would say that.
And I do know some of them, yeah.
Yes.
And pole vault, and let's face it, for those people listening, most people probably haven't pole vaulted, right?
No, that's right.
Okay, and you have to have, there has to be a certain fearlessness about that, right?
Absolutely.
Because why? Explain it.
Well, it's a sport where you run full speed at a box and put the pole in the box and then allow that pole to catapult you through the air over a bar, landing in a big foam pit. It's an
exciting
event.
Could not have been stated
any
better than that.
Oh, it's such an exciting event. But you're by yourself. You know, you're a solitary athlete out there accomplishing that. I might be a coach of it, and I can stand there and watch you, but I'm not doing the event you are. And it's very challenging.
So let me ask this question.
It requires an ego, though.
Okay.
Andy. Yes.
Overcoming fear.
Yeah.
Okay? For what you've done. Now, let's face it. When you coach shot putters, there really isn't a lot of fear throwing a shot put or a discus, right?
Right.
I mean, unless you're the shot put catcher. Okay, which you don't want to be.
No.
All right, so there's really not a lot of fear in that. And I've coached some state champions and big-time NCAA throw. I coached an NCAA champion in the shot and discus back in the 80s as a psychologist. But the fear factor is a big one with pole vaulting, right? So how do you get, I mean, not for everybody, but for a lot of them it is.
Well, there's an excitement to it, and I think that the excitement of it sometimes helps them overcome that internal, I'm afraid, because you make it so they're going to be successful. You don't make it so they're going to hurt themselves. And when they are successful, the fear of the height or the fear of not landing where you're supposed to land kind of
goes away.
Yes, because you bring about step by step. You challenge them and make them try to do the event, but you give them success along the way. You step by step it up so that they're going to be good.
I want to interrupt you here. As I'm listening to you explain yourself, I know why you've been coaching for 45 years. Okay, it's your enthusiasm. It's the excitement you have about what you're doing.
I do have a passion.
And you care.
Yeah.
You care. And so an athlete who's going to be with you is going to see that emotionality, emotional component, and they're going to want to succeed in part to show you that they appreciate what you're doing.
Well, that's nice to say.
Well, no,
I hope that's true.
You've known me long enough. I don't BS. I say it like it is. I believe that. Okay. I've dealt with a lot of coaches who just aren't good people. Okay. It's all about them. They don't care. They'll do anything they can to get what they want. They don't care about the athletes. You care about the athletes. And I know that because I've worked with several who you've coached. So the difference between success and failure, you've explained. When you are a coach and you have an athlete who is struggling, who's stressing, what do you do to try to help them overcome that obstacle?
Well, you go sometimes to very different things. I will use yoga. I will use breathing. I will use a mantra. I will give them something to focus on that's going to help them feel what I hope is going to help them overcome what's bothering them. Because you have to be able to read an athlete. You have to meet and talk and know what they're thinking and feeling, and if their day is going good, and if it isn't going good, I don't keep them pole vaulting if they're not able to get off the ground that day.
So if they can't, what do you do? Change things around?
Yeah, for sure. You have to. I mean, I will have them catch steps. I will have them go and just do runs at a vault box. I will have them go do hurdles. Maybe, you know, you change. Have them go in and lift weights. I'm not going to keep them there beating themselves down at not being able to do something.
Get them out of the negativity.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, you just can't allow that to grow.
And negativity is so contagious.
Yes.
As is positivity, but negativity even more so. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. My guest today is Kansas City win for KC, Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year recipient Bernadette Wagner. She's been coaching for 45 years. I've known her forever. She just glows of positivity. And I'd love for you to give us a call if you have a question for Bernadette. Our number is 913-381-1010. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. We're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Song, I always want some more money. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. From our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm having a fascinating interview today with the recipient of the Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year Award by Win for KC. Her name is Bernadette Wagner. Excuse me, I've known Bernadette forever. She has been coaching for 45 years, coached at my high school after I was there, by the way, not when I was there. And she's awesome. She's coached gymnasts. She's coached track and field events. She's coached an Olympian. She's coached God knows how many people who've gone on to college to compete. She has as much enthusiasm as anybody you'd ever want to meet and work with. She is a wonderful human being, and it's a privilege to have her here in studio with me today. And if you'd like to give us a call, if you have a comment or question about your child, maybe about motivating them or getting them to be excited about their sport, she's the expert. Our number is 913-381-1010. She's coached men in pole vaulting before women did that.
Mm-hmm.
And you were the beginning of that. I mean, what was that like? What was that like to be coaching? First of all, what's it like to be a woman coaching boys? Okay, because that's not that common.
No, it was
men
different.
Coach girls.
Yes.
But women don't coach boys, right?
Not very, and in pole vault especially, because it truly is considered a men's event. Women didn't even jump until 2000. In 1980, I started coaching pole vault, and I was, for 20 years, practically the only woman coach. Like when I would take an athlete up to KU and at the, KU relays, there would be 15 other men coaches standing down on the field.
And did they shun you?
I wouldn't call it shunning. They just ignored me.
That's shunning to me.
Yeah, well, it was.
But then you had Bob Timmons, who embraced you.
Yeah, well, he knew Merlin, and Merlin had given me that job, and so Merlin Gish at North was very close with Timmons, and so it was just different. And
How did you get males to accept you?
I knew the event. Once I...
Well, you said started off by not knowing it.
I started off, but I had a year with two really great guys, Jeff Buckingham's dad, Papa Buckingham, and Papa Hayes, Tom Hayes's dad. I would sit between those two guys and watch vaulters, and they would say to me, "What did you see? What did that kid do?"
And those two individuals were on the track team at KU when I first started working up there in 1981, 82.
Right. And I would say what I saw, and they'd say, "Well, you got a good eye." And then they'd say, "Now, what are you going to do to correct what they did and get them better?" And I wouldn't know. And so then they would help me. They would tell me.
So you became a sponge.
Yes. And then I went to a clinic with Steve Miller, who was the K-State coach.
Who went on to work at Nike.
Yes.
And became very, very prominent in the Nike organization.
And
great, and a great guy at K-State.
Great guy. Great guy. And he was very knowledgeable of the Russian-style pole vaulting.
Yes. He used to talk to me about that at meets. I remember him telling
me
about that.
Yes. And so, okay, I became knowledgeable. And
so you watched Sergei Bubka.
Oh, yeah. And I was lucky enough. I had Doug Lytle, but I didn't consider Doug one of my pole vaulters because he already was jumping well when I started. And so when Mark Hirsch, who is a North graduate, went 15-6 and was invited to the Golden West, then I felt like I really was a pole vault.
You had started
coach.
To accomplish something. Okay,
yes.
let me ask this question. The mental side of sports, as you know, was what I deal with.
Right.
How important do you see that being? How do you integrate that in as a coach? Because I always say, Bernadette, a great coach is a great psychologist, and a bad coach needs a sports psychologist. So as someone who obviously is aware of that, how do you implement the mental side? What do you see? How do you utilize it?
Oh, that's a good question. I've always felt like I could read people and athletes, young athletes. I'm not sure how I go about implementing it.
But you do.
Yes, I do. But I'm really not aware sometimes of how I'm doing it. I scare myself because I'm really very unfiltered and sometimes so honest that I bring about...
tears?
Yes.
Okay. But when you do... Do you let them go home crying, or do you put your arm around them and you talk about it?
Well, we talk about and come back to why we're there, what we're trying to accomplish. I always tell my athletes, you and I are a team within the team. And our success, your success is my success. If you walk away from me, then I have failed. And not you, but I have failed. And I really try to keep strong with kids.
You just won this award, the mm-hmm. Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year. That's a pretty big deal.
I think so,
and
yes.
Obviously, well, well deserved, in my opinion, having known you forever.
You.
But what do you see in kids today to help them accomplish their dreams, accomplish their goals? what do they need to be able to do, especially from the psychological perspective in terms of sport? Not just pole vaulting or gymnastics, but just sport in general.
Enjoy themselves. Absolutely. Pick something that challenges them and isn't automatically easy, and that they enjoy and that they want to move forward at. I want to do a shout out to one of my former athletes, Jennifer Nemeth Turflinger. She ran the Dusk to Dawn run at Waynesville Park, and that,
which is where is that?
It's in Missouri.
Okay.
And she ran from 6 o'clock last night until 7 o'clock this morning because of springing forward. And she's one of those athletes. She was the first woman pole vaulter in the state, won the state meet in pole vault the first year that women pole vaulted. 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's quite a big accomplishment. So she's quite an athlete, in other words.
Yes, she is. Absolutely. And I'm very proud to be associated with her.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of athletes that you've coached over the years keep in touch with you?
Yeah. Oh, my. Yes.
Well, I before I asked that question, I knew you were going to say yes.
Yeah.
And I can see why. Because you showed a genuine care and concern for them as people.
Well,
right?
They're in my heart forever.
Well, but that's, yeah, because that's, look, the reason you won the Sportswoman of the Year Award, Lifetime Sportswoman of the Year Award, is because of this, because of who you are, what you're about. And
well, thank you.
It has been a privilege today to have you here in studio with me talking, Bernadette. I mean, we've known each other forever.
For a while, but, yes.
Yes, but you know what? Just your smile, your enthusiasm says it all.
Well,
anyone who's had you as a coach, in my opinion, is a very lucky person because they've gotten something out of life and it's made them a better person. I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to congratulate you on your award. I mean, first of all, coaching for 45 years, that's a hell of an accomplishment. And to have accomplished what you've done with the people and the relationships that you've established over the years, that says it all about you.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they reach you?
Well, I'm coaching at North right now.
Mission North High School, Merriam, Kansas. Okay, they can just get a hold of you there.
Sure.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for being here today. This has been a fascinating interview. And I want to encourage anybody, if you're out there listening, you know a coach that could get something from learning from this interview, let them listen to our podcast. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. You can hear our podcast here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. Go to the additional programming tab and click it on. Go to my website, winnersunlimited.com, click on the podcast. And you can get a hold of me at my website, drj at winnersunlimited.com. Follow me on Twitter at @drjsportspsych, @drjsportpsych. Give me a call at my office, 816-561-5556. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour. Have a great week.